Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us as we bring you not only the next generation of NFL stars, but some of the guys that have just wrapped up their collegiate careers and are looking to get in camps. And this is a valuable time for all undrafted free agents because guys are going down. Sometimes guys that are brought into camp don't necessarily meet what the expectations and what the teams want. So they delve again into this free agent pool, hoping to find some of these guys that can make this thing happen. But with that said, we have the Mesa Thunderbird standout safety, Tygee Hill. Tygee, good morning to you. We appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you're looking to get to that next level?
Thank you for having me. And it's been crazy, that I'm finally here where I've always wanted to be, and I'm ready for the next step and see how it all goes from here.
Nice. Now, I'm curious. I've seen a lot of different variables on your size. I mean, I've seen you as high as 223. Is that close?
I'm sorry?
I'm on your height, weight. I've seen so many different variables on and what your height, weight is. What do you actually kind of – what is your height, weight right now?
Right now, what I've had at when I went to Indianapolis is 6'3", and I'm about like 225.
That's fantastic size. I mean, talking with Andy Titelli, he was telling me about the size. I was like, I just can't believe that. I started kind of to delve into you, kind of researching you a little bit. And I was like, man, that is just fantastic. The way you move, that's the thing I was most impressed by. The way you can move that weight around is fantastic. So I guess, have you played football long? Did you start out as a young kid? I mean, playing Pop Warner Pee Wee? Did you kind of start late? Kind of take us through your football life, I guess, when you started.
I started since the age of 8. I just played as a young kid. Never really got to play because I was still understanding everything. But I love the game. I just grew up watching it, and I went to Kuku High School back in Hawaii, and played there my freshman during my senior year. Moved up to the varsity my sophomore year. And been a starter ever since. And coming out of high school, I came out of the same class as Marcus Mariota. We're actually the top prospects in the state around then. Obviously he went to Oregon and won the Heisman, and I had to go the JUCO route because my academics weren't up to par. But went there and played at Mesa Community College in Arizona, and did the same thing. I did pretty well. I did actually really great. And unfortunately, it came up short again with academics. But somehow found my way over here, and it's been a crazy ride ever since.
And I'm sure. And Ty, you're not the first guy that, academics kind of, fouled things up. Like you said, that path that you probably should have been on kind of detours you from where you need to be. But like I said, I know you're not the first kid we've talked to in terms of some academic issues, and I know you're not going to be the last because it pops up a lot, especially with a lot of junior kids. I mean, sometimes those grades, those ACTs, when you're looking at the schools, those kind of, again, hold you back a little bit. So, I mean, obviously you're not lacking in skill set, and you had, you did some stuff with the Colts as well, as you mentioned earlier in the show. Let's kind of delve into what you bring to the table. I mean, what makes you the safety and what makes you the player that teams are kind of, excited to see more of you about?
Obviously, like in the game today, it's more evolved, with defenses and how they want their prospects. Back in the day, there was like this prototype safety, which, was actually like maybe 5'11", 6 foot, rangy, fast. But nowadays you see guys like Cam Chancellor or 6'3", 230 running around, guys who can come up and support the run but also pass and defend wide receivers and slots at the same time. And I feel like I fit that role. I've always been called upon to be that kind of guy. and throughout high school and throughout junior college. And back in high school, I actually played corner. They moved me around so much because they thought I could do a lot. I felt like I could do a lot. So they put me at corner. They put me at linebacker. So I feel like I have, like, just a bit of everything. I feel like more like a Cam Chancellor kind of player where you can just put me on the line or line me up back. Doesn't matter. Just, you know, I'll just wherever you put me, I'm going to try and make plays for you. And that's the kind of player that I feel like I am.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Ty G. Hill, Mesa Thunderbird safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. Folks familiar with the show, you know that this will be featured at iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll be making a bio page as him as well. We'll like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path again to this next level. Kind of take us through a typical week or day right now as you kind of, you know, you don't know when that phone's going to ring, so you got to be ready to go. And, you know, I do some stuff with the CFL. I scout for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and I'm not going to lie to you, Taiji. I mean, you know, well, you know, obviously if I call you up and I say you in shape, you're obviously going to be, yeah, I'm in shape. And then we bring you up, we bring you into camp, and these guys, you know, after about three drills, they're almost vomiting. They can't even stand. So how are you kind of making sure that you're, you know, you're diligent in your workout so when that phone does ring, you can shine?
I'm actually in Culver City right now in L.A., and I'm training over here at a facility. I'm training over here at a facility that, you know, keeping my strength up, keeping my cardio up, doing some drills with coaches, and, you know, just the basic stuff, some extra stuff too. But, you know, I'm just over here just waiting for the call because from what you said before, you'll never know when you get the call. So I just try to be prepared as best as I can, and, you know, hopefully they'll see what they like.
And you spent some time, you had a workout with the Colts, is that correct?
Yeah, I actually attended the rookie minicamp this past May. It was a great experience. I didn't tell you that.
How hard is it? I mean, I always think about guys, you know, on the bubble, guys, you know, looking to make the practice squad, that 53-man roster. I mean, you are so close, I'm sure, to a childhood dream. I mean, you're in an NFL uniform. You're in an NFL facility. You're with NFL coaches, players. You know, but you're still trying to make it. I mean, how hard is that, you know, if you say, hey, you know, we'll maybe bring you back. But kind of take us, what's that mindset of knowing that you're just so darn close, but you're just not there yet?
In my situation, it's a lot harder because I'm coming out of a junior college. And it's been crazy because I talked to the coaches from the Colts, and they told me at the end of the minicamp, they told me, you know, we like you. We actually like the way you look. We like the way you move. It's just, you know, we want to see a little bit more. So hold on just a little bit. So obviously that was a great thing. And at the same time, I'm like, oh wow, man, this is really how it is. You know, they just, you know, just never know when you're gonna be called upon. They can call you like, they can call me like in 10 minutes for all I know. You know. Like, I just got to do my part and stay ready. But it's a crazy journey. You just got to learn how to keep your head up and keep your head down and keep working. You know, hope for the best and see what happens. Someone give you a break.
Yeah, definitely. And you're right. I mean, sometimes it's just by circumstances of luck where, you know, things kind of fall your way. And who knows? I mean, obviously, you know, you've put the resume together where it's not only the Colts that know about you. You know, you never know. It could be that team that you least think about. You know, it could be the Los Angeles Rams giving you a buzz and saying, hey, so that's the part, you know, that's the exciting thing that kind of lets the mind wander a little bit. Once again, Ty G. Hill, Mesa Thunderbird safety here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft and what this young man brings to the table. You kind of delved into what, you know, makes, you know, the qualities of the position. I mean, during your collegiate career, I mean, what were your coaches asking of you? And, you know, not that you can put words into their mouth, but what do you think your teammates and your coaches would kind of say that, you know, what you are on the field that makes you special? Or hope they would say,
The thing that makes – I feel like they, what makes me special or what they've actually told me is that I'm willing to do whatever it takes for the team to win. Sometimes I was being put, as I mentioned before, I was put at corner, mostly at safety, but sometimes at corner to match up with bigger receivers. And no, I just do whatever the coach asks me to. Because obviously, I want our team to win. That's the most important thing. And not only can I cover, as I explained before, but I feel like I have great instincts and good man coverage skills. So match up with bigger tight ends and stuff. So I'm pretty versatile, I feel like.
Yeah, definitely with that size. I mean, like I said, 6'3", 225. I mean, that's fantastic, especially the way you move. That's, like I said, when Andy told me about it, I'm like, so yeah, I kept saying the size. And like I said, then I started looking, searching, and I've seen you as high as like 230. I've seen you as low as 208. So I'm like, man, when I get this guy on the show, you know, that's the first thing I like to do is find out, you know, what he actually weighs and what the height is. Because until you talk to you, like I said, I mean, you're just looking at the internet or something. You're just gathering numbers. You don't know. You know, I could make you, you know, when I put your bio page crazy together, put it this way, I could make you 250 and 6'7" if I wanted to.
Okay.
So, one of those. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you sharing some time with us. And like I said, we're going to do everything to help get your name out there and get you as much exposure to get you in the training camp when summer rolls around. But, you know, until that day, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. We really appreciate you stopping by. And like I said, I'm excited about what you can bring to that next level, my man.
Thank you, Mr. Marshall. Hey, no, thank you. I will try my best to stay in shape.
Definitely. Once again, Ty G. Hill, the Mesa Thunderbird safety. And this kid is really a fabulous talent, like I said. I talked about it the whole show, but when you combine his size, his athleticism, to that position, I really think he is an intriguing prospect. And not only does he fit the NFL side of the thing, but, I mean, a guy like him at that size, he's a total CFL linebacker. I mean, he's an ideal fit for the CFL, because in the CFL, that is almost a little too large, if you'd say it, for a CFL linebacker. But, again, with his move and his ability, especially in the CFL, a guy like him is a guy that, you know, I'm sure CFL teams are going to be kind of curious about as well. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Our fantastic guest today from Mesa Thunderbirds, Ty G. Hill, kind enough to join us. And if you want more of him, again, we'll be putting his bio page together, and we'll also be sending out his this interview on Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.